We are recording.
Excellent. Okay, welcome back, everybody. So we're almost done with this kind of this set of two lessons where we've blitzed through all of the CMS physics objects to give you a preview of how they how they work in software, some of the physics concepts related to them, and we've talked most recently yesterday about corrections. Which are very important in order to do actual research level analysis in CMS. And so this offline challenge, which I hope several of you got to explore, is really focused on those jet energy corrections, which we talked about a bit. Did I lose the other tab? No, I didn't. It's just hiding behind Zoom. So we talked quite a bit about this idea of having to correct the jets. First of all, because just based on the detector technology, if there's only one collision going on at a given time, we don't quite grab all of the energy that should be in the jet. And if there are multiple collisions going on at any given time, which is of course always the case in real life, we have some overzealous amount of energy going into each one of our jets. And so we have to correct both for that and for other momentum and angular dependent things so that we can reliably reconstruct jets with the same momentum they were given by a generator. And this is a process that does affect both data and the Monte Carlo. Because this is literally correcting for detector effects, as well as just data Monte Carlo differences. And so in the end, we didn't go deeply over the code application here. But in the end, what we have, I want to show you just this final code box. In our analyzers, both jet analyzers that we have available for you have a corrected jet momentum, which takes the momentum of the jet and corrects it for both of these effects, the jet energy scale, which we often use this algorithm JEC for jet energy corrections, and separately the jet energy resolution. The mental picture of jet energy scale should be, shifting the mean value of that reconstructed divided by generated momentum ratio so that they line up. And the resolution should be thought of as narrowing or widening that distribution. So we end up with five important momentum values to carry around with us in our analysis. First of all, we have just the momentum itself. Secondly, we have a set of uncertainties up and down that represent the uncertainty on the jet energy correction, the jet energy scale correction. And when we apply these uncertainties up and down, we leave the smearing, which is the jet energy resolution, that's represented by this variable, PT scale. We leave that guy alone. And then we apply that uncertainty separately. So in these last two lines, we have the same old corrected jet energy scale corrected momentum that we used in the first line. And we've changed how we are smearing it to correct the jet energy resolution. So we end up with these five variables, the regular momentum, and then we have two independent sets of uncertainties. And that's what we were digging into in this challenge, was just to kind of compare them, draw some plots, explore them, and understand their behavior. So hopefully you are mostly able to see the excuse me, to run POET over more events, which is nice to do. We've been doing these test runs with about 200 events, but obviously there are many more than that in one file. And later today, even we'll talk about going whole hog and running multiple files. But we can get nice plots with the statistics just in one root file. And so let me go forward. Let me go forward to the solutions page. So we can take a look at what we've gotten. So since I'm down to one screen, I've moved locations. If my video looks different than it did before, I only have one screen, so I'm not going to be able to see the chat very well. So I'll give you your first moment in the workshop break and not make you answer things out loud. So the first question was, is the difference between the raw and corrected momentum larger or smaller than the uncertainty? This question is kind of digging out, you know, how significant is this correction? Is this a small correction? Is this a large correction? What do we expect? What are we working with here? And then which uncertainty dominates? So if I draw corrected versus uncorrected, and then I look individually at the jet energy scale uncertainties and the jet energy resolution uncertainties, we can learn about their respective magnitudes. So these are the plotting commands effectively that I've used here to draw the following plots, and with some variations for which branches I'm drawing each time, but the format kind of stays the same. When you're drawing on the command line, we often need to go into the folder. You've noticed that your root files have many folders inside, and you can CD in around those folders just as you would on the normal Unix shell. And then we can take the name of the tree itself, and we can draw a variety of things all on top of each other. And I use that GUI tool to just kind of quickly change the colors so that it's easy for me to keep track of what I'm looking at. So here's the plot I got, which is quite big. Let's see if we can go down a little bit. That'll be good. So this is the plot that I got. To compare in blue and in red, the raw momentum with the corrected momentum. And then in the black dotted lines of one form or another, we have the uncertainty due to the jet energy scale. So you can see right away a couple of differences. The red and the black lines are quite tightly grouped. So this uncertainty in general, when we're looking at basically all the jets, is not an overwhelmingly large uncertainty in this analysis. And it certainly indicates that the red line is very significantly different from the blue line. So we are making a true correction, especially down here at low momentum, which is what we would kind of expect if we come back up here to these plots. Based on the way this first plot looks in the low momentum region, that is where we should certainly expect the largest deviation. You can tell also that we've applied a PT threshold. So the fact that this red and black line is so sharp indicates that there's probably some sort of cut going on in our code, as opposed to that being the physics of the situation. And that's true. We've applied a cut at 15 GeV. So the raw momentum doesn't abide by that cut, but the corrected momentum does. And that's really something that we analysts have to think about when we're doing an analysis. You know, if I'm going to decide that my jet momentum threshold is 30, when I'm analyzing with a shifted up or a shifted down scenario, I really should do things differently than I've drawn here. I really should evaluate, you know, all these raw jets that live slightly above or below my threshold. I should consider what the uncertainty does to the momentum of those jets when I'm selecting them. So, mental picture of the magnitude of this uncertainty. It's small, but we can certainly see the dotted black lines. When I come down to this corresponding plot, now we're looking at the uncertainty on the jet energy resolution in the dotted black lines, the smearing up and down. And here, since we're so zoomed out, And we're looking at such an inclusive picture of all the jets. You have to get to the low statistics region way over here at higher momentum before you even really start to see that the red and the black lines are not exactly on top of each other, partially because we're in log scale. So this uncertainty is certainly smaller than the jet energy scale corrections. And indeed, some analyses just go forward with the jet energy scale corrections, and they don't really need to apply this jet energy resolution because it's just too small of an effect to really matter for their analysis. So that's something that can be studied individually, case by case. Okay. So then the other interesting thing to do is to investigate how things change when we go to different regions of space. And so just so that we can anticipate the answer we'll get, let's come back over here to the lesson page and take a look at the plots. So we have a couple ways on this lesson page to see the uncertainties that we'll be working with. Here in the jet energy resolution section, we have this plot, which comes from the reference paper, which is linked at the top of the page. And you can see right away the scale factor values. So this is a data over Monte Carlo ratio. This correction is a basic scale factor that's applied only on simulation to correct differences between data and simulation. And you can tell that usually in most regions of pseudorapidity, so this is angle in the detector starting at the center and going out toward the edges. In most regions, the scale factor is between about 1.1 and 1.5. What this means is that in general, in data, if I plot, I wonder, you know what? We have time. Let's play Zoom because I have a lot of white space right here to the side of my picture. Here we go. Ooh. Okay. So let's play Zoom and let's have this plot be the momentum reconstructed. Okay. Reconstructed divided by the momentum generated for a certain jet. And that's what we have called the response in some of the other plots on this page. And so what you can imagine is that one is the ideal value, but we are not always going to, it's not going to be a spike at one. Okay, we have a Gaussian-ish distributed range of these response values. And so a scale factor that's larger than one indicates that, if this is the data, then the simulation tends to be narrower. Okay, the simulation tends to be narrower. This is somewhat sensible, right? I mean, okay, the simulated detector is a little more optimistic than the real detector. That's an okay space to live in. We can always make things worse. It would be difficult to correct things to make them better if our simulated detector was somehow worse at reconstructing jets than the real detector. Okay, so that's what a scale factor larger than one indicates, and we can see the uncertainties here just shown in the shaded regions on the plot. So my question in the challenge was to repeat those plots for jets that live in this region, which is going to be many, many fewer. This is gonna be a lower statistics plot by far. Most jets will live in a more central region. And so you can expect right away that the uncertainty we observe for this jet energy resolution will probably get larger. Okay. And that's the problem with playing Zoom, is that now I have to clear everything because it doesn't follow. It's not locked to my browser. Okay. Down at the bottom of the lesson page, we have more information about the uncertainties specifically for the Jet Energy scale, for the Jet Energy corrections, because and here they actually have, you know, their own individual separated out plots in the published paper. And so these plots are showing you the different contributions to the uncertainty from the different levels of correction. So if I zip way back up to the top of the page, we were looking at this graphic that shows us different in sequentially applied corrections going across, and they each carry some individual uncertainty, which we combine together to form the total uncertainty. So most of the time, and this is true of what we've implemented in POET, most of the time, analysts are working with the yellow uncertainty. Rarely do we need to explicitly apply the flavor-based corrections or any time stability-related corrections. Those would come into some people's specific analysis depending on what you're studying. Most analyses, and this is what we've implemented for you, apply basically the red, the black, and the blue corrections. And so we grab the yellow uncertainty. And you can see how it's distributed. We're more uncertain at very low momentum. We're more uncertain at very high pseudorapidities. So the typical, you know, the typical CMS search analysis, you know, some new physics, usually massive, whatever. The typical analysis of that sort will consider jets starting from about, starting from maybe about 30 GeV and moving upward. Some even choose 40 or 50. And most analyses, unless your specific physics points you to look very forward toward the edges of the detector, if your physics scenario doesn't instruct you to do that, most analysts will stick to this region in here. And by doing that, you know, we do restrict the acceptance a little bit. Obviously, we may lose some signal events with objects, with jets that are outside those ranges, but we reduce the uncertainties significantly. Okay, so same story here. When I ask you to plot in the region of greater than or equal to 3 in pseudorapidity absolute value, we expect the uncertainties to get a bit larger. So, let me clear again. And I think I'm done drawing. Okay. Go away, Zoom. So let's uncover the high eta plots. I've done exactly the same type of plotting command here, but I've added a cut in this second second parameter of the draw command. So I've added my cut there. And we can see a couple of things. This is the plot for Jet Energy scale, just like we saw before. We're seeing that there's a bigger deviation between corrected and uncorrected, between blue and red, especially in the low momentum region. We're seeing a larger discrepancy there. So the correction is doing more work and the uncertainty has gotten a bit larger. And then we actually have the same story in the Jet Energy resolution. It's exactly the same discrepancy between blue and red in this plot as it is in the other plot. Minus the fact that my y-axis has gotten a little bit mucked up. But we have also much larger difference between the red lines, between the black, the different types of black shaded lines. So I was flipping back and forth between these two, kind of going, how different are they? How different are they? They're pretty much the same by eye in magnitude. So we've significantly changed From this scenario where the jet energy resolution uncertainty was small, the jet energy correction uncertainty was not overwhelming, but certainly larger, more dominant, to a region where they're both quite large and approximately on par with each other. So that's something that can influence your choices when you're making your analysis choices. If you have a physics case that puts you out toward the edges of the detector to look for jets, you certainly are not in a situation where it would be where you want to neglect the second source of uncertainty and correction. It's important to apply them both. Okay. So our key points to close out this part of the lesson is that generally these are very significant corrections. I don't know of any physics analysis in CMS that does not apply the jet energy corrections. They're in fact built into our processing. That's what we've done for you with the physics analysis toolkit type jets. You're actually getting the same processing that we use for real in CMS these days, which brings those corrections along with it for free. So they typically are significant corrections. They typically lower the momentum because typically we are dealing with scenarios where we have multiple collisions going on simultaneously, and we need to reduce on average the energy of the jet. For most jets, the jet energy scale is the larger effect, but in the NCAP region of the detector, both of them are very important, and the jet energy resolution uncertainty becomes basically equivalent with the other. So that wraps up our advanced object challenge, and we have plenty of time. I think we have 14 minutes for any discussion about any of these physics object lessons, for just questions about this, anything that you would like to talk about before we move into analysis flow and really walk through a whole analysis. Okay. Well, it sounds like people are, at least for the moment, content with their knowledge. So Edgar, we're going to give you 10 extra minutes. I hope you guys will bookmark these pages. I know that we have a lot of information on these lesson pages that we didn't literally all speak through, but we hope they're good resources for you, and point you even to other resources from CMS as you're getting started in your work on open data. Well, thanks,
Julie. I'm going to stop the recording now for that section.